House of Cards?
I got a letter from basically the House of Cards, I think the presiding officers and maybe other legislators, dealing with what they believe they need from a appropriation standpoint to be viable here in the state of Maryland. We will take that into consideration like we do every other issue when we go out and do our budget. And, you know, we're very proud to have had that entertainment venue here, and I think it's got a lot of recognition. They're like every other issue that we have to take up and make sure we balance our budget.
Did they threaten to leave?
No, I've never heard anything from anyone personally that somehow they're threatening to leave. I mean, I don't know who writes the letters from time to time, but I've never taken it in that vein. I took it as a request that they have for what they need to establish themselves here for another season.
The letter did say that, you know, we're going to exercise our option to go to another state if we don't get the tax break we want.
Well, look, whether it's in the film industry or any other industry. So, I mean, like I say, we take all of it all of it during the debate, and it's never a good thing to get personally tied up into some of the issues that are put in paper. You look at what's justified and what's not justified, and it either works or it doesn't work.
Some of your colleagues used the word ransom or blackmail.
Or shakedown.
Or shakedown was the other one.
Well, they're my other colleagues. I like to think that, you know, we go through a process here where there's a lot of different people asking for appropriations. There's a lot of need. And there's a limit to the budget. So, I mean, we're going to do the best we can to accommodate things. And I think we've been a good host for the House of Cards as well as other portions of the film industry.
Have you seen season two? Because I understand they shot it here. Your wife, I understand, was in it. And the House Chamber, at least I saw in the promo. Now, I have not seen the episode, so...
I watched it all.
Well, my wife, indeed, was an extra down here. She came down and applied for a job and got cast. I did not participate much around it except to leave here and get out of the way of everybody. I believe Mr. Spacey used this office from time to time to get away, take a break when he was filming. They transformed the House chamber, obviously, into the United States Senate for a couple shots that they've had. And they went up into, I believe, Howard or Harford County to depict a scene that was supposed to commemorate Gettysburg. I believe that was the case. My family watches it pretty much. I can't say that I've seen a whole lot of it except when my wife and daughters ask me to look here. There we are.
Okay.
And they blip across the screen. The only thing I said was that it's interesting when work all your life to get into elected office, and your wife comes on as an extra, becomes a U.S. senator. So, there's no truth in the rumor. I had to call her senator for a week.